We turned to the high school level last night, flipping through the television. Had to take in a little NBA, or bigger part, a little Thursday night NFL, a little NHL bubble talk, as well as. I don't want to keep bringing up the NBA circuit just because I think a lot of us last night thought there was no way Boston was going to go down 2-0 to Miami, but alas, here we are. But then there's Rivalry Thursday. There it is, a matchup at West High School, and before you know it, I'm taking a peek. There's West, there's Oak Ridge, and there are the faces of Austin Price and the gentleman joining us on the program now, and that's Mark Packer. Hey, Mark, always thanks. I appreciate you smiling at me each and every broadcast when I'm sitting at the house and I'm doing my digging. And I'll let you know, Kaner told me about a comment you made about underwear about me a couple of weeks ago, and I want to let you know that if you want to at me on Twitter when it comes to the underwear comment, you know where to find me, and I just want to let you know the only reason why we're doing this right now is because you're going to be talking about my alma mater, but of course I kid, man. Good morning.
Good. I thought you were mentioning about what I said to Kane last night. You know, we had a driving rainstorm for you know, part of the first half, and we get to the end of the game, and we go down, and man, Kane's hair had moved. I mean, it's still about 6 inches above his head. And I said, how does this happen? And he goes, it's product, man. It's
good product, yeah.
I grabbed a screenshot from your all's website last night at Rivalry Thursday, and I'll have you know, to get a cheaper deal on the T-shirts that were printed, I had to buy at least 15. So if you're looking for promo items to toss out, a Rivalry Thursday T-shirt cannon of photos of Eric Kane's hair last night during the Oak Ridge West game.
That sounds like a deal, man. That's what we need is a T-shirt cannon. We'll have CB45 out there holding the T-shirt cannon and throwing T-shirts. So the problem is he'll be trying to shoot the Powell fans with the T-shirt gun tomorrow.
I was going to say, it's a homecoming for Chad here on Saturday.
It's funny.
It is. I threatened to replace him with all kinds of people down on the sideline holding the Pratt microphone tomorrow.
You know, Packer, I haven't been in high school. I graduated in 04. And even when those two programs, Pal and Central, were still on the 4A level, Joel Hilton was still there. It was still just a fierce rivalry. It was a short drive for me where I lived off Rifle Range. Here they are now, 5A. Have Nick Craney still with an undefeated team taking over for Bryson Rosser. How have these two programs gotten to where they are? It's already sold out. I mean, I even tried to grab a ticket. As I mentioned, it's my last free weekend before football starts in the SEC. So I said, why not Central and Powell? I can't find a ticket anywhere, but at least I'm going to be able to watch it tomorrow on your all's broadcast.
You know, I think through the pandemic and all that we've gone through this year, every week is just a new week. And there are some surprises. We had talked about trying to do a few extra Saturday games, and my spirit was to try to get as many games as we could in on TV before we got shut down. I mean, that was honestly my spirit in all of this. And knowing that this was the last weekend before UT starts next week, you look at the schedule and it's like, is there anything that is worthy of putting on a Saturday night? And there just wasn't. And so these two programs, you know, Central has done it. Let's be real honest. They have shut down their borders, and not all of the talent that was all going to Fulton for years is all going to Fulton now. You know, where is that talent all been diluted to? Well, a lot of it's going to Powell and to Central, and we can all debate why, but a lot of that talent is going other places. And so when Powell and Central play in this game tomorrow night, they've been very, very well coached. Matt Lowe and Bryson Rosser and now Nick Craney have done an incredible job with what they're doing. But the blueprint of what they're doing is the same blueprint of what Maryville and Alcoa have been doing. And I include West in that, because I think we went into last night's game with West wondering, are they that good? Yeah, they are that good. And they're that good because they build it with defense, which is what Central has done. A very serviceable, very good high school quarterback, good running game. They don't make mistakes, which West did a few last night, but they're going to get that solved. And that's what Central's done the last 2 years. And that's what Maryville and Alcoa have done for years. I think both of these programs tomorrow night, along with West, give us three teams here that whoever gets out of here and gets to Cookeville, if we get there, and I think we will, that team should win another state title for 5A for East Tennessee.
you bring me up to the next point, too, just because of where the season is and the adjustments to the playoffs. And look, yeah, these teams are always stingy with playoff spots in 5A. You can name X amount of teams knowing there's only X amount of spots. Where are we now halfway through the season, just looking at where the pecking order is in 5A? And really, when you compare Powell and Central near the top, what does this mean for the remainder of the season, having to play catch-up if you are the loser of this game tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I don't think has any bearing on that, okay, because tomorrow night is a non-region game. Now, the one last night puts Oak Ridge way behind the eight ball, because Oak Ridge is, you know, unfortunately for Joe Gattis, is where they were a year ago, to where they're going to have to go on the road, because if they don't beat Powell, if Powell's who we think they are, to steal a line from Dennis Green, if they are who we thought they were,
right?
And Oak Ridge is in that three seed spot, then Oak Ridge, you know, that team goes on the road for that third round game and ends up being over, you know, at you know, on the road at one of those other teams. And we can't forget South Doyle in all of this. You know, I know we were a little befuddled, if that's even a word, befuddled of what happened with South Doyle when they got shut out by Grace. Is that an indictment against South Doyle, or is that part of the resume for Grace? I think we're figuring out that Grace is that good. So South Doyle, we'll find out about them against Central on TV in a few weeks. We're going to find out a lot about Central and Powell tomorrow night. I think we all know what West is. And we can talk about Central and Powell, but if you ask me right now, just my honest opinion, I don't know how anybody beats West. I just and Kaner, you jump in. I don't know how anybody beats that team we saw last night.
I mean, you have firepower on offense, a good quarterback that's played since the sophomore year. You have three capable guys that can run the football. And, you know, Isaiah Mattress is a guy that is a bulldozer, but he wasn't 100% last night, and West didn't skip a beat. And, again, Mark, as you pointed out, that defense led by Ethan Scott in the middle. Lamar Brown always prides himself on having a great defense, and that's a defense that, gentlemen, 7 points is all it's given up all year. Just absolutely incredible. Last night's scoring from Oak Ridge came via a scoop and score. So it's pretty incredible what that defense has done this year.
You know, and I think this, Eric, I think very Alcoa-like. When we left, when you and I and also we all left the Blackman-Alcoa game, and, of course, we always stopped by Waffle House, CB45 and Joe McNish, you know, and Zach Nelson. The four of us always stop off at Waffle House and have a conversation. And they, one of the better offensive linemen for Blackman and his family came through that Waffle House. And highly recruited kid, I mean, being offered by everybody. And Alcoa made them look silly. And so I asked him, I said, you guys are so much bigger than Alcoa up front. How did they dominate you the way they did? And he said, when you put athletes, even if they're smaller than us, when you put athletes that are that good and they're that well coached, they're going to dominate every time. And he said, I couldn't get my hands on them. I couldn't get my hands on the defensive linemen or the linebackers. And that's where West is. They couldn't get their hands on them last night. So I don't know how anybody beats West, but tomorrow night, I also don't know how anybody stops the Fortner twins. They're as good as any dynamic duo we've seen. I'm anxious to see how the young quarterback Jordan Potts plays. Powell is very sophomore loaded. I mean, they're going to make a run. I put it on Twitter a little bit ago. Who do you got in the game? It's like 55% Central, 45% Powell. It's just very much like a Maryville Alcoa game where everybody's passionate about their side, and I can't wait just to see the football game.
Mark Packer, familiar voice here on TSL. Packer, before we let you go, we're halfway through essentially through the season right now, and you keep bringing up
isn't
different regions. It's crazy that we're sitting here in September because it's going to be November before we know it. The brackets will be released. What are we talking about for East Tennessee? Because I know how things are looking throughout the rest of the state and some of the uncertainties, but here in East Tennessee, COVID protocol, it seems like things are obviously going well, seeing that the games seem to an extent to still be going on. What are we talking about here? How much hardware could we be congratulating different programs on different levels here just in the East Tennessee area when it's all said and done?
Well, I will say this. If we get to Cookeville, there was no way about a month ago, I think any of us, I don't think there's any way any of us thought that we would get to Cookeville.
No, no chance.
And be playing for state championship. There was no chance. I mean, it was just four or five weeks ago, we were at Halls stunned that a football was in the air with fans in the stands. And even through where we are, Shelby County's still not playing. And I think it's sad for those kids that they're not being given the outlet underneath the guidance and supervision of education officials, health officials. I think this is good for these kids. I know we're fighting battles. I feel bad for Scott Cummings. Halls has zero positive cases, yet they're not playing this week or next week because, I mean, they had zero positive cases when they got that phone call. And they got a few now, but I just think we're working our way through it. I know we need to move through this because I know you're going to be up against a break here in a minute. I think Oakland is head and shoulders above everybody in 6A, but Maryville always finds a way to figure that thing out. So I think, first off, Maryville has a third-round game to get through now that they haven't had to get through because I think Dobbins-Bennett's that good. Dobbins-Bennett's line is as good as they've ever had, returning quarterback, two-headed monster at running back. We'll see Dobbins-Bennett against Alcoa on Rivalry Thursday, the last game of the season. Cannot wait for that game. But Maryville's got to get through DB in the quarterfinal and then Oakland in the semifinal. In 5A, give me some popcorn and let me sit back. You know what I mean? 5A right. is just going to be fun to watch. 4A, Elizabethton and Anderson County look to be the two because Greenville's a little down this year. Alcoa, okay, go ahead. That's number six. You get your sixth goal ball in 3A. And 2A and 1A, not really sure what we've got. Greenback is a name we always throw out there. They're having their struggles this year, so don't know much about that. And I think we learn a lot about Catholic tonight. Catholic plays McCauley tonight, the defending state champions. They're going to be a challenge for Catholic tonight. We've got Baylor and Catholic coming up in a few weeks on TV, and that'll be an interesting game to see Elijah Howard with Baylor come into town against Caden Martin.
Mark, we appreciate it as always. Opportunity for you to wake up with us in the morning, share a little bit of insight. And as you mentioned, you don't have to wait till November to get your popcorn. I have a feeling that it's going to be the same way tomorrow when the Panthers and Bobcats
get together.
It's
going to be a great
broadcast.
I mean, finally there's a capable color analyst there to
see. And let me clarify that real quick. Yeah, Eric's going to be my color guy tomorrow night. Austin Price, and he's got a family commitment with his girls to take them out of town on a whitewater trip, you know, before the Vols open the season. And he's going to stick with family, and that's great. So Eric will be in the booth with me, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Packer, one last thing before we let you go. Is there any way maybe I'm going
to
go with something Kaner is borrowing from me, and it's not my underwear. Can you give him a budget for some rain boots? Because he's got a pair of my North Face boots that he's put more wear in. So either cut me a check or give this guy a budget for a wardrobe because I want my shoes back.
Well, the good thing is we never show his feet.
Right.
You know, so I really don't care what his feet look like.
Personally, I can't believe you give them as much camera time as you do.
I care about what they feel like.
Mark, we appreciate it, man. Great call last night, Oak Ridge West. We look forward to another one tomorrow night, Central and Pal.
Be a lot of fun. See you guys.